A new television ad campaign advocating for combating climate change begins airing today throughout Florida. The campaign is being sponsored by two different environmental groups who have recruited a dozen business and community leaders advocating for climate change.
DeVoe Moore loves classic cars and appreciates the simplicity of yesterday's technology. But when building a new museum for his collection, yesterday's technology wouldn't do.
I like antique cars, not antique energy.
Using state-of-the-art solar power, the building produces 50,000 kilowatts of clean, carbon-free energy every day.
It's not for me. It's for the grandkids and their children.
DeVoe Moore, the face of climate change in Florida.
Jay Wiles is a policy consultant with the Florida Wildlife Federation. He says that his group can do all the advocating in the world, but it won't have as much impact as the business community embracing climate change.
It feels as though we're on the cusp of a new industrial revolution. When you talk to these people who are building these new ways of alternate energy, when you talk to the folks who are using things we used to call waste, when there were waste byproducts, well, there are no more waste byproducts. We've got companies taking waste heat like Mosaic Phosphate, and they're able to power 100,000 homes with the energy they're producing from that. We've got a guy up in Jackson County, small rural county. He's put the world's largest wood pellet factory there. They're making wood pellets to be burned as a replacement for coal. And the irony here is that he's shipping his product to Europe, and he can still make a very good profit on this because Europe has cap and trade on their carbon, and therefore they have to burn something other than coal, and he's got a market there. And the question is, why can't he sell it in America? Why can't he do it right here in our country? He wants to, and that's why we're featuring this gentleman along with the other faces of climate change.
Jerry Karnas is the Florida Climate Project Director with the other group involved in the campaign, the Environmental Defense Fund.
For the past 6 months, Jay and I have been scouring the state of Florida, seeking business leaders, innovators, entrepreneurs, folks that are taking great risks right now, but who are also trying to create jobs, grow our economy, and lay the foundation for future economic growth in what we believe is an imminent low-carbon economy. Some people believe that the solutions to climate change are years away, that we need some sort of moonshot or technological silver bullet, or they believe that climate action is all pain and no gain. And this campaign is to really show that there are leaders, business leaders in the state of Florida that can help diversify our economy, create the next generation of jobs and profits by moving towards a green energy economy. And it was amazing that these folks, we had to really shut the campaign down. I mean, the outreach and the looking for these folks, because every corner of the state of Florida, you can find innovators and entrepreneurs that are trying to be part of the solution. So this is just the tip of the iceberg. This is by no means the only nine, companies or businesses that that are doing the right thing.
The groups will air nine different ads to several markets throughout the state, including the Tampa Bay area. The ads ask that citizens support a bill in the Senate, sponsored by Virginia Republican John Warner and Connecticut Independent Joe Lieberman, that would reduce carbon dioxide emissions from across the economy so that by mid-century, the U.S. would put out about 70% less CO2 than it did back in 1990. Again, Jerry Karnas with the group Environmental Defense.
But what's most important about the Warner-Lieberman bill is that it sends the strongest market signal of any of the other climate bills, because it has the strongest near-term and midterm targets. And those are the targets that Environmental Defense and Florida Wildlife Federation believe are the most important, to send the strong market signal to the innovators, to the entrepreneurs, to the venture capitalists, to the investors, to the businesses across this country, that we're serious and that we've got some short-term and near-term targets that we need to deal with.
Some critics say that the government and business can do all they want to limit greenhouse gas emissions, but it may be futile if other nations like China and India don't limit their emissions. But Jay Wiles from the Florida Wildlife Federation says the U.S. needs to lead, and the rest of the world will follow on the issue of climate change.
If you're a horse and buggy kind of a thinker, you got to get out of that and start thinking like the next way. This is where we're moving. And when Congress sets this cap and trade program in place, then we'll know what the rules of the game are and how to create the new businesses, the new opportunities. And when we do that, China will see what we're doing. India will see what we're doing. they'll know we're serious about this, and they, we believe, will begin to move that direction. The next administration in Washington has got to use this as that bludgeon over those countries to say, look, we're now going to correct our mistakes on climate. We want you in this with us together. And we have the moral high ground at that point to do that.